It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Here we are together again. I brought two funnels to show you, one inside the other. There they are, a bigger one and a smaller one. I thought I'd just take them to the sand table and see what it looked like for the sand to go through them. Yeah, come along. We'll feed you later, fish. I like the feel of sand, do you? There's one funnel with the sand going down through it. There are two funnels. There. Nice, huh? I'd like you to see what I remember when I was visiting a nursery school one time where children were playing in sand. Sorts of designs with the sand as it goes. Do you like to do things like that? Do you like to pour and dump? Many people do. You know, as I put this little one in here, I thought about the trolleys. I think maybe I'll try getting that little trolley in the kitchen. See if it'll fit in the big trolley that we use. First, we'll feed the fish. There you are, fish. They're hungry today. Get the trolley. Just want to see if this fits in here. It does. Let's make believe that the trolley takes this little trolley to the neighborhood of make-believe, and it's just what Princess Margaret H. Witch said would happen in her letter to the people of make-believe. Okay, trolley, to the neighborhood of make-believe.
What else does she say?
Well, here's something about the trolley. Stop, trolley.
Oh, trolley. What does it say about the trolley?
Well, she goes on, and my next prediction is that trolley will have a toy that looks just like it, only it will be smaller.
A small trolley?
Well, that is a nice idea.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Wait a minute, trolley is trying to tell... Why, there already is one.
What do you mean?
Well, look, sire. A small trolley.
So she was right again.
That Princess Margaret Witch Lizard, whatever she happens to be, certainly is a fine one.
She certainly is. I think I hear Fairchild coming.
that Lady Elaine?
Fairchild, is that you?
It certainly is, Toots. What's going on here?
Lady Elaine Fairchild, I presume.
Who else would it be with a gorgeous face like mine?
We were just reading a letter from Princess Margaret to King Friday.
Has she gone away?
For the moment, she has.
What do you mean?
Well, she comes back every year or two. Oh,
listen to this.
What?
Well, and for those of you who care about the past and the future, I have left the crystal ball for you to use. It is someplace in this neighborhood.
Hey, that's great. Let's look for it. I'll bet she left it at my place. See ya.
Bye.
Oh, that Lady Elaine. Where do you think the crystal ball might be, handyman?
I really don't know, sire.
Hi, friends.
Oh, hi.
Lady Aberlin, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
Have you seen a crystal ball today?
You mean Princess Margaret Witch's crystal ball?
Have you seen it?
That's the one.
Well, no, I thought she took it with her.
Well, listen to this. And for those of you who care about the past and the future, I have left the crystal ball for you to use.
Beautiful.
And it's someplace in this neighborhood.
Oh, let's find it.
I shall look inside the castle.
Well,
And I'll go ask Daniel and the platypuses.
Well, I'll go to the factory and the tree.
Very well. Report back here when anyone finds the crystal ball. Handyman Negri, may I have the little trolley,
please? Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, a lovely little trolley.
That's so sweet.
I shall take the tiny trolley to Tuesday. He will love it.
Yes, sire.
Thank you. Sire.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you later.
Factory, see you later. Especially.
Why, Lady Aberlin, what a pleasant surprise.
Corny.
Yes?
Have you seen a crystal ball?
Crystal ball?
Princess Margaret Witch's crystal ball. Did she give it to you?
I don't think so, but I'll look inside my factory and
see. Oh, would you, Corny? It's a very special thing.
Oh, I know about crystal balls. I've read about them in storybooks.
Yes, and she said in her letter that she was leaving the crystal ball with us for us to use, and that it was somewhere in the neighborhood.
Well, I'll go look in here.
Okay.
Lady Aberlin, where are you?
Oh, I'm over here, Corny.
Oh.
Did you find it?
No, I looked all over the factory.
And I looked all over the wall. It must be someplace else, or at somebody else's place. Well, I guess I'll try X and Henrietta's.
Well, I'll be glad to see it when you find it.
Oh.
Good day to you, lady.
Good day to you, Mr. Pesherly.
Good day.
I'll be bringing it round if we do find it. X. Henrietta?
Meow, 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 calling.
Oh, you startled me.
Meow, meow, ringing, meow, bell, meow, meow.
Well, I have something very important to ask you, Henry.
Meow, meow, meow.
Well, hello there. How in the world are you two?
Oh, I'm fine, X.
Meow.
We're fine. I have something important to ask both of you.
Is it about Benjamin Franklin or the Owl Correspondence School?
No. It's about Princess Margaret Witch's crystal ball.
Meow, meow, lose it?
No. In fact, she left it in the neighborhood for us to use and for us to find.
For us to find? Mm-hmm. Hey.
Meow, 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 meow.
Do you have any idea where it could be?
Meow, 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 my house.
It isn't?
Yeah, just clean meow house.
Oh.
And I don't think it's in my tree, but I'll look.
Oh, would you, X? It's so important that we find it.
Meow, fun, meow, 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 remembering meow, meow, ball, meow.
Oh, yes. Oh, I can think of so many things that I want to do with that ball.
Meow.
Any luck?
Well, Daniel didn't have it, neither did the platypuses.
Oh, well, X is down in his tree looking now.
Meow, 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 handyman.
Hi, I didn't find the crystal ball, but I did find the red handkerchief. Oh, hi, Handy.
Hi, X.
Princess Margaret sure gives back the things she borrows.
What is this?
A what?
Meow.
Well, there's a little bitty note at the corner of the handkerchief, but the writing is so small that I can barely make it out.
Let me see. Oh, it is small. We're going to need a magnifying glass to see this.
Oh, I've got a magnifying glass in my tree.
Oh, X, would you get it? This may be the clue to the crystal ball.
Yes, sure, I will.
See how tiny that is?
Meow, 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 meow. Tiny meow. Mm.
Here you are.
Oh, thanks, X.
What's it say?
What do you see? Can you make it out?
Thanks.
Thanks
for loaning your handkerchief, X.
X.
Sure. I've left the crystal ball at the...
Come to the castle, friends. I found it.
Oh, it's Lady Elaine. She's found it. She's at the castle.
Oh,
let's go.
Go
quickly.
Let's go.
Let's go right now.
Meow, 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 meow. Found it. I found it.
Where did you find it?
Where did you find it?
Someplace special.
But where?
That's for me to know. And no one to find out.
Oh.
The important thing is that the crystal ball is here. Oh, there comes the crystal.
Assembled subjects, I presume.
Correct as usual, Uncle
Friday.
I'm no subject, I'm the object of admiration.
You have found the crystal ball, Fairchild.
Now you're cooking, Friday.
Shall we remember our important events?
Meow, 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 remember, meow, time, meow, 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 beautiful dress, meow, Colette.
And I'd like to remember the times that my OCS sent me my lessons.
Oh, and I'd like to remember all the operas.
And all my interplanetary flights.
Why don't we just remember everything? We could think of all the things that we've done here in the neighborhood of make-believe.
From the time the frogs were getting ready to move to Westwood.
Right, right.
Right along to the time when we decided that you should be curator of the museum go-round.
Shoot. That's it. And then we'll just go on and on and on.
I decree that we may.
But won't it be kind of funny? I mean, we'll all look different.
Well, that's the way it is with remembering. But think of the fun we'll have just living through all those times again.
Well, I guess we can, in make-believe.
Anything's possible.
Right?
Anything's possible in make-believe.
I shall now recite the pledge to the flag.
Oh, really?
Sir.
Of course. Ego vixillo statuam, make-believe I et re publicae quam re fair ipsum. Fideli totem vovio, uni nazione indivisibili cum libertate et justitia omnibus.
Hooray! Pretty good, Friday. Yeah.
Really?
There's Trolley. Wally. We're going to do a lot of remembering.
Remembering, Trolley. A lot of remembering.
Wally. I don't have a magic ball, but I can remember things that people did when I was a little boy. And you know, I can remember the things I've talked with you about and the make-believe that we've shared together. I like to look forward to other times when I'll be creating new things, things we haven't even thought of yet. One of the best things that I like to imagine, though, is you're growing. Next year, you'll be a year older. Yeah. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out. That's right. And someday you'll be all grown up. You'll be an adult who's working and planning too. Maybe you'll be a sculptor or a farmer. Or maybe you'll be a doctor or a person who drives a truck. Or a person who makes television programs or other important things. You'll be able to vote. And some of you may want to be a president or a person who helps to manage the towns and the states of our country. When you're a child, you don't really know just what you'll be when you're all grown up. But you can pretend a lot of different things. And finally decide for yourself. And there's the telephone. Hello? Hi, Don. Who is it? Special company. Well, sure, I'd like to come. All right, we'll be over in just a little bit. Fine, thank you very much. That's Chef Brockett. He said there's some special company there at his bakery and they'd like us to come over. So, let's go there together, all right? We'll talk more about those other things when we get back. Come along.
Good morning, Mr. Rogers.
Buenos dias, Jose. Don called and said that he had some company that he'd like me to meet.
Yes, le están esperando en la cocina.
Does that mean that they're expecting me in the kitchen?
Yes, that's right. You're learning, Mr.
Good. I can go back there then. Thank
I'll
you.
I'll see you later.
Hey, what? Fred, you're just
hey,
in time.
Fred.
John.
Hi, you know my mother, don't you?
Hi,
oh,
Mrs. Costa. Hi. I'm glad to see you again.
Thank
this
you.
Is
this is
your company.
Yeah, Mrs. Costa's going to show us how she makes bread.
Oh, that I'd like to see.
Well, this is the way it looks when it's finished.
Oh, I know your beautiful bread. Mmm. That is just great. I'd like to see how you make that.
I'll show you now.
Good.
All right. Take it easy.
Yeah. What is that, the flour?
Flour.
That's about 2 pounds. She's going to make a small portion.
Just make a little bit salt.
A little salt.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Flour and salt.
What? With the yeast stuff now.
That's a yeast, huh?
Yeast.
And warm water.
Yeah, warm water.
Mm-hmm.
And melting.
Oh, you break the yeast up like
yes.
that, huh?
You know, Fred, I used to, when I was a little boy, I used to smell the bread baking. And I'd always know when it was time that my mother would be baking bread. And it would, you know, you could smell it all over the all over the block, and it was just beautiful.
See? Melting. See?
Mm-hmm.
Now...
You can smell that.
Yeah. You can smell the yeast right away.
Yeah, now it started this way, see?
Oh, and you mix the water all
yeah.
around the flour.
See?
Easy like. Uh-huh.
It's almost like playing in the mud.
Yeah, and you can see it start to get kind of
yeah.
a little stiff, huh?
See, when you make more bread, you use 2 yeast and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It depends if I put the flour.
Uh-huh.
Maki
mm-hmm.
says 2 pounds of flour.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more water.
Uh-huh. For 2 pounds of flour, then
yeah.
more yeast, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes lots of practice to get the
yeah.
feel
yeah.
to that.
And when you get it felt sticky and it sticks to your hands, then you put in more water, huh?
Yeah. See, coming soft, you put a little bit of flour. You
mm-hmm.
make a little bit hot.
I get it. Well, if it comes too soft, then you put
yeah.
in a little bit of flour.
Yeah.
Mrs. Costa... When you were a little girl, did you learn to make bread when
my
you...
My mother.
Your mother
my
taught
mother,
you.
Show. My mother. I show my mother, see, my mother make bread.
Oh, so you were able to watch
yeah.
her and keep it in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Is that wonderful?
You never ever did have an actual recipe for it. It was always kind of in your mind, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
I guess it takes a while to work that in, doesn't it, Mother?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But
good.
Did you ever help her when you were growing up?
I used to watch her a lot, and I'd be fascinated the way she'd work it, you know, and how. And I really couldn't wait until it was in the oven and I could eat it.
But John, young John, learned how to bake bread, didn't he?
My son learned how to bake bread. And also, you know, this is the basic thing. And from that, you can make all sorts of things. She makes a meat pie that we have in the oven there.
Pizza?
Pizza.
Lots of things.
How's it coming, Mom?
Good. No softy, no hard.
It's going to be a nice little... It's not too soft and not too hard.
Uh-huh.
Look at that.
Look at it. Squishy, huh?
Sure.
It's neat.
After you see work, the bread. Mm. You know, fix like that, you never come good.
Mm-hmm.
Got the kind of pan, see?
How long does it take before the bread rises?
Oh, half an hour. It's okay, so when you start that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Half an hour it rises.
So you knead it like that, and then you let it rise for half an hour before you bake it.
When it rises, does that one get big like this one,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Make the cut. This dough, make two bread.
Oh, make two.
Two bread, yes.
Yeah. See? Loads.
When it is happy.
Mm-hmm. Looks good, it smells good, and I bet you if you were to do that, it feels good, too. A little bit more water.
That's
She's using every little bit of flour that's... you use every bit, huh?
Yeah, see, the flour, 5 pounds, I use this filling.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Which, Mother, you can tell the way it feels in your hands.
I know, actually, now.
I see.
Wait, dry water.
Ah, and you can tell when it's going to be just about right.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody who makes bread? Do you? It's a very special thing to be able to make bread. Yes. You're an artist, Mrs. Costa.
Well, don't you all have
it? Give me a little bit oil. A little bit oil.
Just
your hands.
Just about that much?
In your hand.
That's all.
Enough, huh?
That's all.
A little bit of oil. I get it.
Isn't that nice?
I use some shortening. You see, now this oil is good too, see? It's
either
not good.
Either shortening or the oil.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now it's water. Come on, work the bread to come good.
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah.
That's almost ready, huh?
Yeah, that's all. Now you have to cover up, top, as if I raise.
Oh, yeah.
Not the wire, not the power.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can we show you, Fred, can we show you what's in the oven?
Sure.
But wait, I'll have to get this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now give me some rakes, some dish.
A dish?
Mm-hmm. No, Jenny, not the
wire. Oh, that's beautiful.
She needs a towel, Don.
Oh, a towel? Oh,
yeah. I wanted to show you this.
I want to cup it up.
Oh, I see. Oh,
see,
sure.
And this is the meat pie that she made, you see?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
She calls it bignolata.
Covers that.
Out of the sink. Oh, that's covered.
See, she covers that. Yeah.
Yes.
And then you let it rise.
Yeah.
And then how long do you cook it?
Oh, well, 1 hour.
An hour.
1 hour to cook bread.
I see.
Mm-hmm. But see, you want to make this bignolata, 1 hour and a half.
I see.
Because the meat, inside.
I see.
You have to cook more long, see?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to roll with the roll.
Oh, I'm really, Fred, really glad to have been able to see that.
Yeah, you know what? I know you have to go, but I'll bring some bread to you later if you like at your house.
You
for
know,
you and Joanne.
Joanne and the boys and I really like it. Thank you, Mrs. Costa.
You're welcome.
It's so good to see you.
I'm glad
what special company you have.
We'll see you, Fred. I sure
bye-bye.
Did.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hasta la vista, Jose.
Adios, Mr. Rogers.
Adios.
Have a nice day.
You too.
that's just great the way she did that. Maybe you'll grow up to be able to make bread like Mrs. Costa. Mm. Boy, I'd love to see her do that. And the smell of it was so great, too. So many fine things that you can do with your fingers and your hands. Of course, maybe you might be like her son, John Costa, and grow up to play the piano in a beautiful way. Also, you might like to be the writer of songs or operas, the way I like to be. But you know, even more than that, I like to be a father and a man who cares about children. Whoever you are, you can be someone who cares about children. I hope you'll remember the good feeling that comes from knowing that people like you just the way you are. I'm proud of you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special week for me by just your being you. Bye-bye.
Are the people of public television stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson.
This is PBS.